This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's decided on a response for the weekend drone strike in Jordan that killed three Americans, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president gave no details on what the response will be, nor if this one may prevent more Iranian-backed militia attacks on U.S. forces, since past ones did not.
We'll see.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says to expect an appropriate response.
Not just a single action, but potentially multiple actions.
The balance is in sending a strong signal to the militias while not triggering a bigger conflict. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Israeli army said Tuesday it's sending water into Gaza's tunnels in a bid to destroy the sprawling underground network used by U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants to launch attacks on Israel. Quote, it's part of a range of tools deployed by the IDF, Israeli army, to neutralize the threats of Hamas's subterranean network of tunnels, the military said in a statement confirming media reports, dubbed the Gaza Metro by the Israeli army. There were 1,300 tunnels over 500 kilometers in Gaza at the start of the war in October, according to a study from U.S. Military Academy West Point. Israeli right-wing protesters crowded outside the Nitzana crossing between Israel and Egypt on Tuesday to block the entry of aid for Gaza through the crossing. Chanting and carrying Israeli flags, the protesters demanded the stop of aid to Gaza, saying it was merely helping Hamas while Israeli hostages received no aid. Protests in Israel demanding more on the hostages.